CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to Guerrilla Radio, recorded July 17th, 2024. Well, impossibly, the genocide in Gaza grinds on, killing now for more than 9 months, leaving scores of thousands dead and many hundreds of thousands more wounded, made homeless, and facing the prospect of death themselves through privations created by Israel and its allies, including Canada. Citizens of Victoria gathered at the seat of the provincial government Saturday for the 40th week in a row to express their disgust and outrage at the ongoing crime of crimes being enacted before the eyes of the world. Guerrilla Radio 2 went down to bear witness with between 150 and 200 other stalwarts. Victoria's Gaza solidarity demonstrated at the legislative buildings in the first half, and the Canadian political class support of the genocide in Palestine is reiterated in its active collusion in starting and sustaining the Ukrainian conflict, currently wiping out a generation. Prime Minister Trudeau recently bolstered further that support with promises of hundreds of millions more Canadian dollars to ensure the fighting will continue for another year, and at last month's G7 meeting in Italy, promising $5 billion to the G7 Extraordinary Revenue Acceleration Loans for Ukraine Fund. Meanwhile, inheritor of the 2014 coup Canada helped engineer, Volodymyr Zelensky, has shuttered Ukraine's political opposition parties and nixed elections entirely, while too closing down all but regime-friendly media outlets and criminalizing online critics. Glenn Michalchuk is president of both Peace Alliance Winnipeg and the Association of United Ukrainian Canadians, or AUUC. He's been active in the peace movement for 40 years, going back to Reagan's dirty wars in Latin America. Glenn Michalchuk on how Canada affected Ukrainian democracy and vice versa in the second half. But first, marking day 281 of the slaughter of innocents in Gaza.
We're down at the legislative grounds in Victoria in the Inner Harbour. Tourists are everywhere. It's a beautiful hot day, July the 13th. We're here to listen to the people of Victoria express their outrage and indignation at their governments and the collective West as they sit idly by as the slaughter continues. More than 120 confirmed killed just today in Gaza in two different bombings, hundreds more injured. We'll see what people have to say.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you all. We begin by acknowledging that the land that we have gathered on and that we're standing on is stolen, unceded land belonging to the Lekwungen people of the Songhees and Esquimalt nations and must be returned to them immediately. We recognize that decolonization starts with where we stand, and no one is free until everyone is free. I want to give a big appreciation to our volunteers, the people holding the flags and otherwise, as well as our supporters, the Red Cedar Cafe and Broadview United Church, as always. Y'all are MVPs. And the nurses and medical doctors with us. If you want snacks or something to stay hydrated, or you need first aid assistance, you can get that at the table on my left, your right, over there. So let's give them a round of applause for all their help. And of course, I have to give appreciation to all of you for showing up. I know it's hot. I really appreciate that you're here. It's been 40 weeks. This is day 281 of genocide. And yes, and your commitment to justice and your endurance on behalf of the Palestinians is appreciated and noticed. So give yourselves a round of applause. As always, our demands are simple, easy. We're not asking for miracles here. We are demanding a ceasefire. We are demanding an end to the genocide, an end to the occupation. We are demanding that Israel is held accountable to international standards. We are calling on our governments to do everything it can to pressure Israel to stop its genocidal agenda against the Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. And I'm personally still waiting for city council to apologize. So those are our demands. This week in Palestine, from Saturday, July 6th to Tuesday, July 9th, a span of 4 days, the Zionist terrorists bombed 4 schools in Gaza, 2 separate UN schools in the Nusayrat camp, a church-run school in Gaza City, and Al-Auda school in Khan Yunis. At least 51 people were killed across these 4 massacres, the majority being women and children, and about 150 injured. U.S.-made, yes, shame and crime. U.S.-made munitions were used to carry out these massacres. This is not normal. 80% of Gaza's schools have been destroyed or damaged since October. This is not normal. None of them are functioning as schools anymore, but shelters for the millions of people forcibly displaced from their homes. This is not normal. Kids in Gaza have not gone to school since October. This is not normal. Today, the Zionist terrorists committed 2 more massacres. The first was in Al-Mawasi, west of Khan Yunis. Al-Mawasi was designated a safe zone back in May. They dropped several bombs and missiles on families in tents again. They killed at least 90 people, mostly women and children.
Shame.
And injured, yes, shame. And injured about 300 others. This is not normal. They try to justify the massacre by lying about targeting a senior Hamas official. Repeating a lie over and over again does not make it true and also does not make it normal. The second massacre today was an airstrike on a prayer hall. This was in Al-Shati refugee camp in northern Gaza during noon prayer. A witness told Al Jazeera that the community there has to avoid gathering for evening and night prayers in the hall because they keep getting targeted by Israeli airstrikes. But during the day, the people in the neighborhood pray in congregation. The witness went on to say, "We were surprised today that an Israeli missile targeted the place. All of them came out in pieces. At least 17 people were blown to pieces and killed during prayer. This is not normal." We haven't even discussed the settler terrorism, land grabs, and home demolitions in the West Bank. We haven't discussed the torture of the thousands of Palestinians held captive in Zionist dungeons and prison camps. We haven't discussed the Lancet Journal paper regarding the death toll in Gaza, or the BBC investigation published yesterday about Microsoft canceling the email accounts of Palestinians who try to Skype their families in Gaza. We're only talking about some of the massacres this week alone. I hate that 6 massacres in a week is only scratching the surface. This is not normal. I am not sharing these updates to despair you, but rather to urge you to never forget why you're here for the 40th week in a row. People ask, what use are rallies against the empire? I am reminded of American pacifist and political activist A.J. Mustey's words. During the Vietnam War, he protested outside the White House every night for years, holding a candle. Rain or shine, alone or not, he showed up and held that candle night after night. He was in his 80s at the time. One night, a reporter asked him, "Do you really think you're going to change the policies of this country by standing out here alone with a candle?" And he replied, "Oh, I don't do this to change the country. I do this so the country won't change me." We refuse to participate in the normalization of genocide and occupation. Think about the millions of dollars spent by the ruling class on propaganda and censorship and bribing politicians to manufacture consent for this genocide. And none of it worked on us. 40 weeks later, we are still here for Palestine with no distractions wasting time. I thank you all for not letting this messed up system change you. May our hearts never harden. May our hearts never be diseased with apathy. May Palestine, Sudan, the Congo, Turtle Island, and every occupied land always be free in our hearts and then be freed by our hands. The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated.
One more time, put some love in it, okay? The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated.
Beautiful, beautiful. I would now like to welcome our first speaker, Brother Muhammad from Palestine. Let's show him some love.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
As a Palestinian descendant, when I see what's happening to my people in Palestine, particularly in Gaza, I can easily lose faith in humanity, yeah. Right? Because there are no words to describe the barbaric atrocities and genocide in Gaza. And yet, most world leaders are not just watching in silence and turning a blind eye to all these war crimes, but also supporting and funding the genocide. Yeah. Most of them are complicit. Most of them are complicit in the killing of over 15,000 children in Gaza and traumatizing over 1 million more who wish to die, by the way. Have you heard that little daughter asking her father, Jihad? Dad? Dad, please. Can I die? So her father goes, God forbid, darling. Why would you say that? And she goes, Dad, I'm tired and sick of this war. I can't take it anymore. I can't bear the pain. I'm just a little kid. I want to die, please. How am I supposed to have faith in humanity when I see and hear a Palestinian mother asking who's willing to take one of my eyes and give me some food for my kids in exchange? And she continues, I'm not kidding, I'm dead serious. My kids are starving to death and I have nothing to feed them. How can I see the light at the end of the tunnel? When I see that little boy, little kid asking his mother, Amani, Mom, he has lost his hands. So he asks, Mom, when I grow up, will my hands grow back? And she says, I don't know what to tell him. He keeps asking me, Mom, will my hands grow up or not? Grow back or not? How am I supposed to play soccer? How am I supposed to hold the ball? But then I come here and I see you guys, and you give me hope. I see you coming and showing up every single week for over 9 months without fail to stand in solidarity with Palestine and all the Palestinians in Gaza. Although I know for sure that most, if not all of you, have no ties whatsoever to Palestine or Palestinians, except for your shared humanity. What gives me hope is when I listened to a speech a couple of weeks ago here, and the speaker says, even if there's a ceasefire in place, who will hold Israel accountable for its war crimes against humanity? And then I see all of you, I see Professor Larry raising his hand and say, we will. What gives me hope is that 95-year-old Canadian lady who shows up every single week to chant, free, free Palestine. Did you know that Israel is wiping out entire families in Gaza, one branch at a time?
Shame.
In fact, there are over 500 families were wiped and erased from the civil registry in Gaza. Over 500 entire families, but little they know that we chant here, and we hear people from all over the world chanting with us. In our millions, in our billions, we are all Palestinians. By a show of hands, please. Who's here Palestinian by citizenship? Almost no one, just one person, two? Okay. Who's here Palestinian by heart? That's what I'm talking about. As a Palestinian descendant, I cannot express enough how thankful and grateful I am to each and every one of you. Your support means the world to me and to all Palestinians out there. So thank you, and keep the good work, and keep showing up and raise your voice in solidarity with Palestine. Thank you so much.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Palestine
will never die.
Palestine will never die.
Right. Thank you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you both. Dang. Little man's gunning for my job. That was very moving. Thank you. I'd now like to welcome our second speaker, Randy from the... Hang on. Rude. Randy from the Victoria Peace Coalition. Randy's been a social activist and organizer for most of his life, from the struggle of the people of South Africa to put an end to apartheid, to the people of Latin America to free themselves from U.S. aggression, to the liberation struggle for a free Palestine. Randy will be speaking and then singing a song alongside the Victoria Raging Grannies, so give it up.
Thanks to everybody here, being here.
A great thanks to all the attending, for all of us attending these rallies. Most of all, the organizers that make sure that these rallies take place. With all our voices being in unison across the globe, demanding an end to the Zionist state of Israel atrocities and respect for justice and equality for Palestinians, I believe we have been able to take the masks off the warmongers, racists, and true terrorists. Their clothes are off, and intentions are exposed to anyone who has a decency to open their eyes and seek the truth. With much clarity, people across the globe have been condemning the insanity that the Zionist state of Israel, with the support of all the so-called champions of democracy and human rights, has unleashed in its latest terror against a people who has been simply trying for so long to claim their humanity and space, which they have every right to do so on this planet. The terrorist state of Israel keeps butchering tens of thousands of Palestinians, committing atrocities after atrocities, massacres after massacres, breaking every international law that exists, committing crimes after crimes against humanity, all with the full financial, military, and political support of the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe. These same countries that are all too often heard claiming they are champions of freedom, democracy, and human rights. I don't intend to repeat what's already been clearly stated over the months that we've been coming to these rallies. I would only like to add a few more observations. For many years, we've had to listen over and over again the incredible lies from governments and corporate media of countries such as Canada and the U.S. and the so-called Western world of the high moral values that they're supposed to represent and uphold. It is most important at this point to keep exposing such lies to the fact that what they say and what they are doing are very, very far apart. And although some of us can be fooled by them some of the times, not all of us will be fooled by them all of the times. With their long-standing support of the Israeli terrorist state in committing killings, maiming, and displacing millions of Palestinians, they stand on no moral grounds to teach any other countries of people or people on human rights, democracy, nor freedom. Their claim as champions of human rights, freedom, and democracy is no more than a total farce. It should be very easy to see by anyone who has eyes to see with and a half-brain to function with that their concern is only about maintaining their imperialist power and control over others and to keep imposing a world order that only benefits their ruling class. If it wasn't for the support of the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe, Israel's terrorist state of occupation, apartheid, and murder in a murderous system on Palestine and the Middle East would not exist. The ongoing massacres and neo-Holocaust would not be taking place. Their double standards are truly sickening. Their terrorist bombings with weapons routinely sent by the champions of freedom, democracy, and human rights to the Zionist state of Israel is turning everything into rubble and condemning a whole people to death. Destruction of schools, clinics, hospital, roads, mosques, homes, apartments, cutting off electrical, water, sewage, food, fuel, medicine, and medical supplies, millions of Palestinians displaced, hundreds of thousands maimed, tens of thousands killed, children being murdered, wounded or left orphaned and starved without knowing what to do or where to go. Women, doctors, paramedics, reporters, and over 250 UN workers all being butchered. For what? To rescue 100 Israelis and to eliminate Hamas? Who's rescuing the over 6,000 Palestinians, including 200 children, from the Israeli jails for just being Palestinians? There's always talk about Israeli security from our politicians and Zionists. They never once mention Palestinian security. Don't the women, men, and children of Palestine deserve any? None such atrocities, none such hatred, none such savagery nor barbarism would be taking place if the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe's military hardware and financial support would be stopped being sent to the bloody hands of the Israeli Zionists. Yeah! No such atrocities, no such hatred, no such savagery and barbarism would be taking place if the imposition of a peace ceasefire and the end of an occupation and genocidal system would end. And we can all be assured that if there was an end to occupation, apartheid, and genocide, Israeli security, including Palestinian security, would automatically be accomplished. The same Western countries that have been lying and accusing other countries of committing such atrocities have now lost their clothes and exposed themselves as to the true criminals they are and the atrocity they are willing to commit to keep holding their imperialist control over others. The struggle for liberation, freedom, and truth, the struggle for honesty, justice, and dignity, the struggle for human rights, equality, and peace for any people. It has never been easy. It has never come without a cost. It has never come without hardship nor sweat. And in numerous times throughout history, blood and death had to be paid for it. If humanity is to forget about liberation, justice, human rights, truth, equality, and the right for Palestinians or any other people anywhere else to live with dignity, if humanity is to forget that families need to have the right to live in their homes and on their land without having constant fear of being thrown out, if humanity gives in to governments with their armies and police forces in bullying, abducting, imprisoning, and treating people as non-humans, what world would humanity be condemned with? Not long ago, slavery was a common reality across the globe. The concept of human rights did not exist. Apartheid existed in many parts of the world. Women and people of poor class didn't have any voting rights or any other rights for that matter. All of the rights and benefits that some of us are now living with have been won with many hardships, sacrifices, and long struggles. They are not given for free. They are not given by governments, unless governments are made to give them. And they definitely don't fall from the sky. Palestinians are struggling for the same rights that all human beings deserve. No one needs to be occupied or be treated as non-citizens. Equal rights must be demanded, fought for, and achieved for everyone, everywhere, at any cost.
Tonight. Our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
massacre night after night. While the so-called leaders of countries afar debated on what's wrong.